click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
19th of Ramadan 40 AH, the night Imam Ali got struck in the Mosque of Kufa. Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim Muradi from the group of insurgent came to Mecca after the Battle of Nerouin with other insurgent groups, and after mutual reconciliation they decided to assassinate three influential personalities. Hazrat Ali, Muawiyah and Umar ibn Aus together in one night. The three men doused their swords in poison and set out for the completion of their tasks. Ibn Muljam left for Kufa and reached Kufa on the 20th of Shaban. One day he went to meet his companion. There he saw Qutama, the cursed lady was very beautiful. Her father and brother, who were insurgents, were killed by Amir al-Mu'minin in the Battle of Nerouin. Therefore, she was extremely hostile towards Imam Ali. When Ibn Muljim saw her beauty, he fell in love with her and wished to marry Qutama. She said that my dowry is 3,000 dirhams, a slave girl, a slave and the murder of Ali ibn Abi Talib. She said,
when Ali is engaged in something and is oblivious to you, then suddenly strike him with the sword and kill him by deception.
Then the accursed one said,
if you kill him you will live a happy life with me, and if you get killed then what you will get in reward in the hereafter is better than what you get in this world.
The accursed Ibn Muljam said, by God, I have come to the city only for this purpose. Qutama sent some of her tribesmen to help Ibn Muljam. It is narrated that when Ibn Muljam struck Imam Ali, the earth began to shake. The voices of the angels of heaven began to echo, the red wind began to blow and the world became dark. Ashath ibn Qais was in the mosque that night to help Ibn Muljim, and he told Ibn Muljim to hurry up and fulfill his need immediately. Hazrat Ali was the guest of Kulthum on the 19th of Ramadan. That night the Imam was engaged in prayers and successive bowing and prostration and weeping and wailing in the presence of God. That night the Imam would repeatedly go into the room and come out of the room and look at the sky. He used to recite Surah Yasin and say, may God bless me with death, and many times he said Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilaihi Rajiun and kept on reciting many prayers and supplications. Finally, the Imam reached the Mosque of Kufa for night prayers and woke up the sleeping people for prayers. He himself woke up Ibn Muljim, who was sleeping on his face, for prayers, and urged him to offer prayers. When Imam Ali raised his head from prostration, Shabib, who was standing in a corner, stabbed him with his sword. But his sword missed and hit the mihrab. Then Ibn Muljam immediately called from behind. His sword struck Imam Ali at the same place of the wound inflicted by Umar ibn Abdul Bah, and Imam's head was wounded in prostration. Imam Ali said as soon as he was struck, in the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. By the Lord of the Kaaba I succeeded. The worshippers followed Ibn Muljim and Shabib. The blood from Imam's head was flowing on his face and the beard. He was picking up dust and putting it on his wound and was reciting, he created you from the earth and will bring you back to the earth and bring you out again. God's command came and the Prophet's words came true. Amir al-Mu'minin did not have the strength to offer prayers, so he made Imam Hassan stand in his place so that the people could offer prayers, and Imam himself sat down and offered prayers. It is narrated that when Imam Ali was struck, Angel Gabriel started preaching between the heavens and the earth, which the people heard. By God, the pillars of guidance have been broken, the stars of prophetic knowledge have been darkened, The signs of piety have been erased and the divine trust has been separated. Muhammad's cousin is killed. Sayyid al-Awsiya, Ali Murtaza, is martyred. He was martyred by the worst of his enemies. By God, the leader of humble, pious and trusted men and the successor of the Prophet was martyred at the hands of the most cursed and worst man on earth, Ibn Muljim. And the whole Ummah was deprived of the mercy of the most perfect man.
For more authentic Islamic videos, subscribe our channel and don't forget to hit the bell icon. Like this video and leave a comment. Till the next video, Khuda Nigehdar.